give us your reaction to the news that the electrification of Northern Rail routes will go ahead.
Well, I welcome this news. It's the right decision, but it's a victory for all the people who campaigned to have it put right, the councils, the commuters, the campaigners. It was the wrong decision to pause it. The government had not got control of the situation, and I'm delighted we've now got things back where they should be. I have to say it's quite a concern that given that it was cancelled just weeks after the general election, it now appears to have been restated just a week before Conservative Party conference, but we are where we are, and I'm pleased we're going to be back on track.
Why do you think the government has got it restarted?
Well, it was supposed to be part of the Hendy Review, which reports at the end of November. The fact that report has been preempted does suggest it's around the political presentation of Conservative Party conference. But look, we've put the pressure on them, they've made the right decision, and so we can only go from here.
What's next? How vital is it that we don't see more delays?
Well, it's vital because we need the transport links, but we also need the economic benefits that come from it. But also, we've had some great rhetoric from the government about northern transport infrastructure, and frankly, the good faith that was there has been undermined by the fact this has been cancelled so quickly. We can't see a repeat of this.
What are you going to do to ensure it isn't paused again?
I'm going to build on the coalition of support we've had for having this project reinstated. Clearly, there's a lot of people of all political persuasions in all parts of the north of England who've been worried about this. We're going to build on that support, make sure it happens, but this should be the beginning of greater investment in northern infrastructure, not the end, the beginning, and that's what I want to see happen.
Finally, good news for commuters.
Well, it will be if we get a few other things right, and frankly, the structure of the railways, as I see it, make it quite hard for us to meet the demand that's there. I think we should be looking at how we do the whole of our railways better, but most of all, we've got to start with getting better services and better rolling stock in place.